Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Third Door by Alex Banayan, a captivating tale of ambition, persistence, and the thirst for knowledge. Released in 2018, this book chronicles the extraordinary journey of an 18-year-old college freshman determined to uncover how some of the world's most successful people launched their careers. From Bill Gates to Warren Buffett and Lady Gaga, Banayan sought the wisdom of the world's elite to discover their secrets to success. Starting his adventure with an audacious hack of the game show The Price is Right, Banayan funded his quest with the winnings. Using his chutzpah and unyielding tenacity, he navigated his way into the inner circles of global luminaries, unveiling the pathways they constructed to reach the pinnacle of their professions. The Third Door is not just a narrative of star-studded encounters. It's a roadmap detailed with the insights and strategies that propelled these figures from anonymity to worldwide recognition. Alex Banayan himself is a testament to the principles he unveils in The Third Door. Leaving college at 18 to embark on this 5-year journey, Banayan has since been recognized as one of Forbes's 30 Under 30. With contributions to The Washington Post and TechCrunch, and presentations of his Third Door framework on global stages, Banayan has distilled his findings into a framework that aspires to guide others toward their own definitions of success. This book is a beacon for young individuals pondering the onset of their careers, anyone in need of inspiration to leap toward their dreams, and those curious about the foundational steps of the recognized successful. Join us as we unpack The Third Door, a story of relentless pursuit and the invaluable lessons learned from those who have tread the path of extraordinary achievement. The Third Door, The Wild Quest to Uncover. How the world's most successful people launched their careers. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of success, how the determined few make it big. Imagine you're standing outside the hottest club in town. There's a long line snaking around the building, filled with hopefuls waiting to get inside. This line represents the first door, the conventional path most of us take, hoping patience and perseverance alone will grant us entry into the realms of success. Then there's the second door, reserved for the VIPs, the ones who seemingly have an all-access pass to life's greatest opportunities, thanks to their status or wealth. It might seem like these two doors are the only options. Yet there's another way, a more mysterious and far less traveled path, the third door. This door isn't visible to those waiting in line or even to the VIPs. It's for the bold, the innovative, those willing to jump queues, hustle their way through the back alleys, and perhaps, metaphorically, dash through kitchens to bang on that concealed door until it opens. It's a path of risk, guts, and gumption, but it leads to unparalleled opportunities. The third door takes us on an adventurous journey, following a young aspirant determined to decode the blueprint of success that propelled the world's most successful individuals forward. Through his eyes, we explore the exhilarating hunt for wisdom, from bold phone calls that launch Bill Gates's epic journey, to radical sleeping patterns that offer you the edge over the competition. This narrative is not just about dreaming big, but also about the audacious actions taken to turn those dreams into reality. In the essence of the Third Door's philosophy, biting off more than you can chew isn't viewed as recklessness, but a necessary step toward greatness. The narrative teaches us that the conventional path isn't the only way to success. Instead, it encourages breaking molds, challenging norms, and stepping out of comfort zones. Through the stories and secrets unearthed in this journey, listeners are invited to see that success is not about waiting in line or slipping through the VIP entrance. It's about creating your own door, your own path, and ultimately, your own legacy. Part 1. From Aspiring Doctor to Success Seeker. How Bill Gates Ignited a Quest. Alex Banayan found himself at a crossroads at the tender age of 18. With the expectations of his family steering him towards a career in medicine, Banayan was poised to follow the well-trodden path to becoming a doctor. But amidst the pages of a Bill Gates biography, a book he picked up in a moment of procrastination from his pre-med studies, Banayan's trajectory took an unexpected turn. He was fascinated by Gates, a once ordinary teenager who ascended to become the wealthiest man alive, reshaping the software industry in his wake. This curiosity wasn't limited to Gates alone. It stretched to other luminaries like Steven Spielberg, who against all odds became a filmmaking icon, and Lady Gaga, who leapt from waiting tables to securing a record deal that skyrocketed her career in music. The burning question that Banayan couldn't shake off was simple yet profound. How? How did these individuals navigate the journey from obscurity to monumental success? His search for a guidebook that contained these answers proved futile. So, fueled by a mixture of naivety and ambition, Banayan decided to take matters into his hands. He would seek out these giants, learn their secrets firsthand, and compile a tome of wisdom for his peers. However, Banayan quickly collided with the reality of his ambitious venture. The financial barrier to accessing and interviewing these figures was monumental. In a twist that sounds like the plot of a Hollywood movie, Banayan found himself drawn to The Price is Right, a game show being filmed merely a few miles from his location. It was a wild card, but if he could win, he could fund his journey. Embracing the unspoken rules of game show casting, eccentric behavior attracts attention, Banayan became an unforgettable presence on the set, engaging in antics from hugging janitors to dancing with security guards. His efforts paid off. He was selected to compete. Despite his lack of knowledge about the game, guidance from a seasoned viewer helped him navigate the competition with strategic low bids. Under the glare of studio lights and the weight of impossibility on his shoulders, Banayan emerged victorious, claiming a sailboat as his prize. A sailboat he would sell for $16,000, turning his dream-fueled quest into a tangible reality. Thus began Banayan's extraordinary journey, propelled by the inspiration drawn from Bill Gates's biography. Transforming from an aspiring doctor into a seeker of success's secrets. Part 2, Lessons in Persistence from Tim Ferriss, A Journey from Overzealous to Enlightened. Alex Banayan's pursuit of success stories led him to a pivotal moment with Tim Ferriss, the mastermind behind The 4-Hour Workweek. Stirred by Ferriss's revolutionary ideas, Banayan was determined to glean insights from him personally. This resolve saw Banayan adopting an unconventional strategy at a conference, concealing himself in a bathroom to intercept Ferriss' post-speech. This bold move secured Banayan a fleeting but promising interaction with Ferriss, who expressed interest in his mission and promised future contact. As days turned into weeks without a word from Ferriss, Banayan's resolve didn't waver. He began a persistent, albeit one-sided, email campaign directed at Ferriss's assistant. Drawing inspiration from countless business books that championed persistence, Banayan sent a total of 31 emails, each brimming with optimism and an audacious claim. Engaging in a one-hour interview with Banayan, he argued, would be a cornerstone investment for Ferriss. Despite this effort, responses from Ferriss's team were either non-existent or dismissive. Then, in an unexpected turn of events, Ferriss agreed to a conversation. Banayan had seemingly proven that persistence pays off. However, the true lesson was yet to unfold. During their meeting, Ferriss recounted his own tale of persistence, securing a coveted job by reaching out to a startup CEO repeatedly, tactfully striking a balance between determination and respect. Ferriss's success came not from relentless badgering, but from well-placed, respectful persistence. The critical advice Ferriss imparted was about the fine line between persistence and annoyance. Phrases like, "thanks in advance," Banayan learned, could come across as rude and entitled rather than optimistic. This revelation struck Banayan months later while reflecting on their exchange. Ferriss's advice illuminated the nuanced art of persistence, a blend of dedication, politeness, and strategic timing. Banayan realized his approach had veered towards the overzealous, missing the mark of respectful perseverance that Ferris exemplified. This encounter with Ferris metamorphosed Banayan's understanding of persistence. It wasn't merely about the volume of attempts, but the quality of engagement, a lesson in humility and strategic communication that reshaped his journey. Through Ferris's mentorship, Banayan was guided from a stance of relentless pursuit to a more enlightened approach, embodying perseverance with grace and mindfulness. Part 3. Mastering Time. Chilu's journey from humble beginnings to Microsoft's top ranks. Alex Banayan, on his quest to unearth the narratives of success, was presented with an opportunity to interview Microsoft luminary, Chilu. Initially unfamiliar with Lu, Banayan's curiosity was ignited once he discovered the weight of Lu's reputation in the tech industry. A trajectory from earning merely $27 a month in a remote Chinese village to the prestigious position of a president at Microsoft by his 47th birthday was nothing short of miraculous. Lu's upbringing was grounded in simplicity, with early dreams of shipbuilding that transitioned into a focus on academics, owing to physical constraints. This shift ushered him towards computer science at Fudan University, where a pivotal realization dawned upon him: the universal limitation of time. Lu discerned that to transcend his peers, he needed to unlock more hours from his day, leading him to drastically re-engineer his sleep patterns. By tapering his sleep to eventually maintain a steady 4 hours per night, Lu unlocked precious hours for work and study, significantly impacting his early academic career. This relentless pursuit of productivity allowed Lu to publish 5 compelling research papers on model checking in computer science, a feat that would bring him into the orbit of a visiting professor from Carnegie Mellon. Impressed by Lu's acuity and research, the professor offered to waive his application fee for study in the US, a gesture that catalyzed Lu's journey to international acclaim. Lu's philosophy on luck and preparation is emblematic of his broader strategy towards life and work. He believes in the inevitability of opportunities, much like the cyclic arrival of buses. However, it is one's preparedness that determines the ability to capitalize on these chances. Chi time, a term affectionately coined by his colleagues at Microsoft, encapsulates Lu's extraordinary efficiency and productivity, a testament to his unique manipulation of time. By mastering his sleep and harnessing the unlocked hours towards his passion for technology, Lu not only achieved personal success, but also inspired a new operational ethos within one of the world's leading tech companies. His story underscores a powerful message: mastery over time, a seemingly rigid dimension, can lead to unparalleled heights of achievement and innovation. Part 4. Unleashing Inner Power. Sugar. Ray Leonard's lesson on resilience. As Alex Banayan journeyed through the trials and tribulations of securing interviews with the world's most successful individuals, he encountered a series of setbacks that tested his resolve. Despite adopting the efficient Chi time, his efforts to engage with pivotal figures like Bill Gates were met with rejection, painting a daunting picture of his ambitious mission. However, the tides turned when Sugar Ray Leonard, the legendary 6-time world champion boxer, welcomed Banayan into his California home, ready to share the wisdom attained through a lifetime of overcoming odds. Leonard's journey from a disadvantaged young boxer to a world-renowned athlete was not paved with physical superiority, but propelled by an immense drive and relentless determination. As a child, Leonard found himself at a physical disadvantage compared to his peers in the boxing ring. Yet he discovered an unconventional method to carve out his edge, chasing the school bus. This daily ritual, performed under any weather condition, was not just a physical exercise, but a testament to Leonard's unwavering resolve to push beyond the limits. The pinnacle of Leonard's boxing career highlighted the transformative power of what he termed the hidden reservoir of determination. Facing Thomas, the Hitman Hearns in a 1981 welterweight world championship fight, Leonard found himself on the brink of defeat after 12 grueling rounds. Despite a severely swollen left eye impairing his vision, Leonard tapped into this profound inner strength, a force so potent it could rival a mother's ability to lift a car off her trapped child. This hidden reservoir propelled him to a stunning comeback, securing victory and the world champion title in the 14th round. Banayan, feeling disheartened by the uphill battle in his quest, found solace and inspiration in Leonard's advice. The champion boxer's message to stay in the fight, to never let anyone belittle your dreams, and to discover and utilize your hidden reservoir resonated deeply with Banayan. Leonard's story served as a vivid reminder that in the face of overwhelming odds and seemingly insurmountable challenges, it is this internal wellspring of courage, resilience, and determination that can lead to triumph. For Banayan, and for anyone embarking on a daunting mission, Leonard's life narrative underscores that success is not solely about talent or opportunity. It's about identifying your hidden reservoir of determination and channeling it towards achieving your dreams, no matter the obstacles that lay in your path. Part 5. The Art of Leaping Big. How Elliot Bisnow Redefined Ambition. In the labyrinth of entrepreneurship and innovation, mentorship can illuminate paths previously shadowed. For Alex Banayan, this guiding light emerged in the persona of Elliot Bisnow, a prodigious entrepreneur who, in his 20s, had already constructed an empire through Bisnow Media, culminating in a sale worth $50 million. Beyond his media success, Bisnow co-founded Summit Series, an exclusive conference rendezvous for the world's most illustrious entrepreneurs, blending business acumen with adventure. Banayan and Bisnow's encounter in Los Angeles fast-tracked into a friendship that would significantly shape Banayan's journey. Immersed in Bisnow's world, Banayan learned the ethos that underpinned Bisnow's meteoric rise: the audacity to bite off more than you can chew. The inception of Summit Series serves as a testament to this philosophy. While most would opt for traditional networking or relocation to bustling entrepreneurial hubs, Bisnow ventured into the uncharted. With a vision to connect with fellow young entrepreneurs, he embarked on a cold calling spree, which led to assembling 20 emerging leaders, including the minds behind Tom's Shoes, Thrillist, and College Humor, for a weekend ski retreat funded entirely on borrowed credit. This audacious move saw Bisnow treading unexplored territory, grappling with decisions as rudimentary as event catering, a feat that underscored the broader mantra of embracing ambition, irrespective of immediate resources or knowledge. The subsequent quest for sponsorship transformed the informal gathering into the birthplace of Summit Series, surpassing its humble beginnings to emerge as a beacon for innovation and camaraderie among the elite in business and culture. Bisnow's journey from an unsure organizer to the maestro behind a venture that congregates icons like Richard Branson, National Poetry Slam champion INQ, and Erin Brockovich is a narrative of transformation. It showcases the incredible feats achievable when one dares to aim beyond the conceivable, embracing the chaos and creativity of venturing into the unknown. The acquisition of an entire ski resort in Utah as the nucleus for an entrepreneurial community further illustrates the zenith of ambition Bisnow and his team embody. Their narrative is not merely about the courage to dream big, but about the relentless pursuit of those dreams against the backdrop of uncertainty and the unknown. Elliot Bisnow's legacy to Banayan and to any aspiring entrepreneur is a clarion call to reject complacency, to consistently seek challenges that seem a size too big, and to discover ways to fill them. It is a celebration of ambition, reminding us that true growth and success lie just beyond the comfort zone, in the willingness to embrace risk and the unknown with open arms. Part 6. Charting Your Own Course, A Lesson in Uniqueness from the Quest for Bill Gates. Alex Banayan's journey towards interviewing Bill Gates introduced a pivotal realization. Sometimes the conventional path to success isn't the one that leads you to your destination. Faced with the daunting prerequisite of securing a publishing deal to garner Gates's attention, Banayan embarked on a mission to find a literary agent, armed with the belief that this was his golden ticket. After immersing himself in literature on getting published and tirelessly approaching literary agents, often leveraging introductions from entrepreneurs he met through Elliot Bisnow, Bennahyan found himself consistently at the receiving end of rejection. The landscape looked bleak, especially when considering an attempt to connect with the last agent on his list, a figure of towering prestige who had once turned down Tim Ferriss. It was during this time of reflections and reckonings that Bennahyan's college friend, Brandon, imparted a story about Walmart's struggle against Amazon in the year 2000. As Walmart floundered in its attempts to imitate Amazon's technological prowess and strategic vision, it was losing its identity and market share. The narrative shifted only when Walmart embraced its unique strengths, symbolized by an executive's emphatic realization: you can't out-Amazon Amazon. The giant retailer found resurgence by leaning into its own business model rather than emulating Amazon's blueprint. Inspired by this tale, Bennahyan experienced an epiphany. He had been mimicking the paths of other successful individuals, a Walmart, trying to out Amazon in the realm of publishing. His insights from the luminaries he admired were valuable, yet replicating their strategies verbatim was not translating to progress on his front. In a moment of clarity, Bennahyan recognized the need for a distinctive playbook, one that highlighted his unique journey and passion. That night, driven by a mixture of desperation and inspiration, he drafted an email to the prestigious literary agent. Abandoning the rehearsed pitches, he poured his convictions and aspirations into the message, likening it more to an impassioned love letter than a professional query. The response was swift and positive, marking a turning point. The agent, touched by Bennahyan's sincerity and vision, offered her representation. This breakthrough underscored a powerful narrative. Success oftentimes demands a personal blueprint. Bennahyan's experience illuminated that emulating the strategies of others can provide valuable learning, but charting one's unique course, fueled by personal conviction and originality, is what truly makes a difference. Through this realization, Bennahyan unlocked a door, not just to a literary agent's support, but to a foundational principle of success. Authenticity and belief in one's mission can move mountains, and sometimes secure interviews with the likes of Bill Gates. Part 7. Breaking Through. Bill Gates's lessons on embracing challenges for business success. The journey to secure an interview with Bill Gates was a testament to Alex Bennahyan's perseverance and his quest for understanding the roots of extraordinary success. Upon finally gaining access to Gates, Bennahyan delved into an incident from Gates's early career that underscored a powerful lesson: the transformative potential of stepping out of one's comfort zone. At the tender age of 19, Gates, alongside his partner Paul Allen, identified a groundbreaking opportunity with the release of the first mini computer by Emmett. Despite having no existing software to offer, Gates took a bold step out of his comfort zone. He picked up the phone to pitch an idea to the founder of Emmett. This courageous act, fueled by determination and a willingness to navigate through nervousness, paved the way for their company's first major deal, setting the cornerstone for Microsoft's expansive legacy. During the much-anticipated interview with Gates, Bennahyan sought wisdom on navigating the early stages of a career, particularly negotiation and strategic positioning. Gates shared two pivotal nuggets of advice. First, he emphasized the importance of breaking through skepticism with undeniable expertise. Gates revealed that in his youthful sales meetings, he would assert his depth of knowledge in programming and software, rapidly communicating his ideas to dispel any doubts about his capabilities due to his age. Secondly, Gates imparted a surprising insight on prioritizing strategic alignment over immediate financial gains. Reflecting on Microsoft's early dealings with IBM, Gates opted not to push for maximum profit up front. Instead, he foresaw the long-term advantages of aligning with IBM's prestige, anticipating future opportunities with IBM's rivals that would ultimately yield greater financial rewards. This strategic choice exemplified Gates's foresight in valuing lasting partnerships and positioning over short-term gains. Bennahyan's dialogue with Gates not only unveiled the tactical brilliance behind Microsoft's ascent, but also highlighted the broader lesson of embracing discomfort as a catalyst for unprecedented achievements. Gates's early decision to face his apprehension head-on, paired with his strategic sacrifice for long-term benefit, offers a blueprint for overcoming personal and professional hurdles. Through this conversation, Banayan and, by extension, the listeners, are reminded that success often requires a bold step into the unknown, underscored by a vision that looks beyond the immediate to the potentiality of the future. Part 8. Lessons in Leadership: Embracing Vulnerability and Ego with Tony Hsieh. At a unique gathering hosted by Miki Agrawal, Alex Banayan found himself in the presence of Tony Hsieh, the transformative CEO behind Zappos, a titan in the online retail world known for its customer service. Hsieh, wielding a clipboard adorned with the moniker Wishes List, offered a unique window into leadership by temporarily adopting the role of a fairy godmother for those in attendance. This whimsical approach prompted Banayan to seize an opportunity, expressing his wish to shadow Hsieh as CEO for a day, an experience timed around his impending 20th birthday. To Banayan's surprise and delight, Hsieh consented. During this immersive shadowing experience, amidst conversations about marketing strategies and book objectives, Hsieh imparted a profound lesson on reconciling with personal ambitions and the inherent ego. His candid revelation about his motivations for writing the bestseller, Delivering Happiness, partly driven by ego and the desire for parental pride, provided Banayan with a fresh perspective on ego. Hsieh challenged the conventional negativity surrounding ego, proposing that recognizing and embracing one's ambitions and vanity could coexist with altruistic goals, such as inspiring others. In addition to understanding the role of ego in personal and career development, Banayan absorbed another valuable insight from his day with Xi: the importance and power of asking for help. Navigating the Zappos headquarters, Banayan noticed the envious glances of employees who had long harbored aspirations of shadowing their CEO. Their curiosity about Banayan's fortune in procuring such an opportunity underscored a critical lesson: the untapped potential of simply asking for what one wants. In reflecting on this encounter, Banayan recognized that despite the longing of many to step closer to leadership and mentorship opportunities, it is often the courage to articulate these desires that sets the successful apart. When directly inquired by Banayan, Hsieh's response further embodied this wisdom. He was more than open to granting employees the chance to shadow him. Yet, paradoxically, none had ventured to broach the question. Through his fleeting tenure as Zappos' CEO for a day, Banayan not only gleaned insights into the innovative customer service that propelled Zappos to success, but also departed with invaluable life lessons from Xi. The experiences underscored the significance of vulnerability in leadership, the paradoxical strength found in acknowledging one's ego, and the transformative potential of asking for help. Lessons that echo beyond business, touching on the essence of personal growth and achievement. Part 9. Reframing the Question: New Perspectives from Buffett and Kamen. Alex Banayan's relentless pursuit of wisdom led him to seek insights from Warren Buffett, the legendary investor known as the Oracle of Omaha. Despite a valiant effort that included a trip to Omaha, Nebraska, during an unprecedented snowstorm, Banayan was unable to secure a face-to-face meeting with Buffett. Yet, his journey wasn't in vain. Immersed in the teachings of Buffett, Banayan uncovered valuable principles of success from the investment mogul's storied career. Buffett's early strategy to penetrate the guarded world of local businessmen revealed the importance of addressing the needs of others as a means to gain access. Faced with rejection in his attempts to arrange meetings as a budding stockbroker, Buffett pivoted, offering solutions to a pressing concern of the time: high taxation. This approach not only opened doors for him, but also laid the groundwork for his future successes. Banayan absorbed the lesson that understanding and catering to the priorities of others could be a workaround to seemingly insurmountable barriers. In another enlightening encounter, Banayan drew inspiration from Dean Kamen, an inventor with a knack for looking at problems from unorthodox angles. Cayman, known for inventions like the Segway and the groundbreaking drug infusion pump, shared his perspective on resolving issues by redefining them. Faced with what many considered an educational crisis in STEM fields in the US, Cayman shifted the paradigm, identifying it instead as a cultural crisis. His response was the creation of FIRST, a nonprofit that gamified science and technology education, engaging students in a way that traditional education had failed to. This reimagining of the problem led to a movement that significantly impacted the way young people engage with science and technology. From these two distinguished figures, Binayan gleaned a common thread: the power of rethinking your approach. Buffett's repositioning of his services to align with the pressing needs of his prospects and Cayman's innovative redirection of a systemic issue into an opportunity for cultural reform underscore a transformative strategy. These narratives taught Binayan, and in turn share with us, that when faced with resistance, the solution often lies not in pushing harder, but in reassessing and redefining the challenge itself. Through these experiences, Binayan learned that true breakthroughs often require a departure from conventional thinking. This perspective encourages a recalibration of our approach to obstacles, suggesting that sometimes thinking anew is not just beneficial, but necessary. Part 10. Finding Fulfillment: Steve Wozniak's Path to Personal Success. Among the giants Alex Binayan interviewed, one name stood out, not just for the scale of technological innovation he contributed to, but for his profound satisfaction with life. Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple alongside the iconic Steve Jobs, radiated a unique brand of happiness that captivated Binayan during their meeting in Cupertino, California. Unlike many of his contemporaries, Wozniak didn't follow the conventional blueprint of relentless business expansion and leadership roles. Instead, he chose a route that was true to his passions and values, a decision that made him the happiest guy Binayan had encountered on his journey. Wozniak's narrative diverges sharply from the typical tales of tech moguls. Departing from Apple in 1985, he didn't carve his legacy through the pursuit of status or wealth, but through a steadfast commitment to his personal joy and ethical beliefs. As Binayan learned over lunch, Wozniak's happiness stemmed from embracing life on his terms, prioritizing personal interests and relationships over societal expectations of success. Early in Apple's history, when roles were being defined, Wozniak opted for the title that best suited his love for engineering, rather than chase a lofty executive position. This choice, guided by self-awareness and a clear understanding of his own sources of happiness, underscored a critical lesson. Success should not be measured solely by societal standards or hierarchical achievements, but by the fulfillment it brings to one's life. Moreover, Wozniak's moral compass led him to make decisions that sometimes clashed with Jobs's business strategies, particularly evident when Apple prepared to go public. Disturbed by Jobs's unwillingness to offer stock options to early employees who had been instrumental to the company's growth, Wozniak took it upon himself to share his own shares, ensuring those he considered family also reaped the rewards of Apple's success. This act of generosity cemented Wozniak's commitment to living by his values, even at significant personal cost. As Binayan observed Wozniak, the co-founder's laughter and contentment were more than mere expressions of joy. They were manifestations of a life well lived, defined not by external accomplishments, but by internal satisfaction and adherence to personal convictions. While Jobs is often celebrated as the visionary behind Apple's rise, Wozniak's journey offers a compelling counter-narrative of success, one that values happiness, autonomy, and ethical integrity above traditional markers of achievement. Wozniak's story, as shared with Binayan, serves as a powerful reminder that true success is deeply personal and multifaceted, urging us to redefine our perceptions of achievement in favor of paths that lead to genuine fulfillment. Final summary: at the heart of these insights lies a profound truth. The journey to success is far from linear and is peppered with choices that have the potential to redefine our trajectories. From the audacity to initiate that first intimidating sales call to the courage to take on seemingly insurmountable challenges, or the resolve to carve our unique path. It's the decisions we make that shape our destiny. Embrace the notion that each of us wields the power to alter the course of our lives through these seemingly small yet significant choices. Whether it's leveraging the initiative to make the first move, daring to dream beyond conventional limits, or steadfastly pursuing a vision that resonates with our core, the capacity for change rests within us. You stand at a crossroads, facing the decision between complacency, queuing at the first door alongside the multitude, or breaking free from the constraints of inertia. Imagine yourself stepping out of line, taking a bold dash towards the unseen, untraveled path that is the third door. It's a route less taken, marked not by ease, but by the promise of growth, learning, and unparalleled opportunity. The journey to success is not reserved for a select few. It's accessible to anyone willing to embrace the uncertainty and excitement of the third door. The power of choice lies in your hands. Will you continue to wait, or will you seize the moment, take control of your destiny, and venture into the unknown with the knowledge that it's within these choices that your true potential unfolds? Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.